Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Junks coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan, the Team 980. 910 The Fan in Richmond and Monumental Sports Network on the TV side. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. Coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, Denny McCarthy, local PGA golfer, runner-up at the Valero Open this past week. He's in the Masters for the first time this week. He will call us and tell us what's going on at Augusta, how he's prepping for the Masters. But wanted to get into the biggest news of yesterday. Last night, UConn wins back-to-back national titles, take care of Purdue in the title game, 75-60. They were never threatened throughout this tournament, dominated their opponents. And where do they stand in history? Now, right now, the only teams with more national titles than UConn are UCLA and Kentucky. Next up, UConn.
UConn with six.
I mean, that's they've
Duke?
Built themselves into a legendary program.
Did he win three or four?
I'd have to look and see how many Duke has at this point.
He won five? So he's right there?
I'd have to go back and check. Yeah,
he won
sounds
five?
Right.
Wow. What a beast.
And it also begs the question of, can UConn three-peat? Can they win three straight? We have the list of the way too early top 25 for next year.
Is Duke number one?
Duke is listed as number one.
That's all based on the recruiting class, right? But they have UConn too, right? I would take UConn over Duke.
They do not have UConn number two on this list.
I would take UConn two, or I would take them one, because I think that that Hurley's better than Shire.
But they're going to lose their big guy. And
they're going to lose a bunch of guys.
Yeah, but their big guy really helps their offense with the picks.
Klingon?
Like Klingon. I mean, he's solid, you know, hit a couple jump hooks. But, like, to me, just watching that offense yesterday, the constant motion, but he sets picks up high that kind of sets everything up for him. It kind of it stunned me when they flashed that stat during the broadcast yesterday, that it was the first matchup of seven-footers going back to
84, yeah.
Yeah, to Olajuwon Ewing.
In a national championship, yeah.
It's crazy to me. I also just saw a crazy stat, which doesn't bode well for the Big Ten. We mentioned that the Big Ten hadn't won a national championship since Michigan State did it 24 years ago.
Yeah.
Apparently they've been in 11 since 2000, and they're 0-11 since then.
Ooh. Tells you to bet against them when they make the title
game. In the national championship games?
Yes. Yeah.
So the rest of this too early top 25, Drab will be excited to know that the Zags are number two on this list. So they come in at two, Kansas at three, they have UConn at four, and rounding out their top five is Iowa State.
No wonder Drab planned this segment.
Yeah. This is just
a look ahead. Always
propaganda. Hey, you should have seen, that's what this is.
You should have seen how Rick Drab was when I said, you know what, maybe Kentucky should pursue Mark Few.
Oh, well, that just shows me that Valdez doesn't know ball.
throwing
all those dumb takes.
Look, the John Fanta, who we've had on the show, who's excellent, just tweeted, I guess he tweeted it last night. The Big East Conference in the football-driven world reminds everybody yet again that not only prioritize basketball, but win at the highest level. The league has now won 4 of the last 8 NCAA tournaments.
Yeah, I mean, UConn and Villanova, I mean, they've got some really good teams. I would say this about UConn. This is a great run for back-to-back, but he and Hurley talked about this. He goes, we got to get in the portal. Mm-hmm. We're going to celebrate this for a day.
Right.
And we got to go get into the portal.
Back to work, right.
Because he's going to lose Klingon to the draft. He's probably going to lose Castle to the draft. He's got 2 graduating players.
Yep.
You know, he's got to get back in the portal, just like he did with this team.
By the way, scrolling down this list, Valdez, you'll be excited to hear. They have the Terps at number 20 on this list. Oh, my God.
And bounce again, back.
This is very early.
Based on the one kid, Queen or whatever?
Well, because of Queen and
Reese coming back.
Transfers, Jacoby Gillespie coming in from Belmont, Rodney Rice from Virginia Tech, and Derek Queen, top 10 recruit.
Do you like Rice when he was at Virginia Tech?
Well, he was a really good player at DeMatha. He didn't play much at Virginia Tech. He got an injury, and he was out for the year, his first year, and then he came back, and he got beat out at 2 guard, and he said, all right, F it, I'm not going to come off the bench. So that's why he left Virginia Tech, because he couldn't make the starting 5. I think he's a good player. And I think he'll be good player for Maryland.
Fresh start in College Park.
Yeah, I would agree with that. But it's also so early. I mean, like
it's very early.
There's so many kids in the portal right now that you have no idea where they're going to land.
Well, if you're asking, are they the start of a dynasty or whatever, they've been a dynasty.
Yeah.
But they're in the middle of a run.
Think about this. This is how crazy the transfer portal is. There are roughly 5,000 Division I scholarships in hoops. Okay? About 1,000 of those are graduating this year. There were 2,500 players in the portal.
Right.
So essentially 25 out of 4,000 we're in the portal.
I can tell you from experience that
what percentage
kids
is that?
Talk about 60? The portal.
60%? Maybe more?
I think it's close.
Yeah.
Disenchanted kids talk about the portal all the time. They just do.
It's just the way you get to the next level. So Spencer, Cam Spencer from UConn, who grew up in Davidsonville.
He went to Boys Latin.
Went to Loyola for 3 years. Then he went to Rutgers. And then he wins a national championship with UConn.
Yep.
Right. It's wonderful. But also, I would say, if you say, how many are in the portal? 2,500?
There was started with 2,500.
Okay. I would say 2,000.
Now, some
of
those players take their names off.
Disenchanted or just unhappy with where they are. It's not because they're trying to get to a higher level. It's because they didn't play well or didn't play enough or they didn't like their coach.
Or,
they didn't
or maybe
like
somebody
team.
Else is offering them more
or NIL
money.
NIL has a lot to do with it.
A big factor.
Yep.
You know, you think they can make more NIL. But I'm telling you, there aren't 2,000 guys super cashing in on NIL. There aren't.
But there's a lot of players. They may not be super cashing in, but they might have a good year, and then that's where they can finally make some money. Maybe they weren't making much money at all in the previous stop, and then they had a good year. So then, okay, now I can make a little bit of money. Might only be $50,000.
I could be wrong, Jason, but I feel like at least half of those guys are guys that have nothing to do with NIL. They're just they have not had success, and they're looking for success.
Well, Virginia
or
Tech,
just want to get to another level, right? So like Tristan Newton was a good player at ECU. I'm looking at his stats.
Right.
He averaged almost 18 points at ECU. Mm-hmm. Well, he's not going to win a national championship at ECU.
No.
I don't think it's about the money. It's like, well, hey, I'm better. Maybe I'm better
playing
than
at
what
a
it was.
Level.
Maybe
no,
I'm better
that,
than I was coming out of high school.
Majority of guys.
And now I can go to UConn.
Majority of guys are disenchanted, and they want to play somewhere where they get more
playing time. Yeah, I don't know what percentage it is, but a lot of these players are starters at other schools.
Right. The ones that you're talking about, yes.
Yeah.
Well, I think there's a good percentage of guys who just got better in college, and like if they were recruited as a junior, they're way more they're way more of a prospect than when they were coming out of high school. So now they have an opportunity to jump to a bigger school. Like the kids that are going to Maryland, where are they coming from?
Belmont.
One's coming from Belmont
and Virginia Tech.
Yeah. I mean, Virginia Tech comparable to Maryland, maybe, that but Belmont, I think Maryland's a
where
step
that
up.
Ultimately happens, that might be a couple hundred.
No, but he's right about Rodney Rice. He was disenchanted with Virginia Tech. Yeah. He wasn't a starter. Right. But Virginia Tech this year is losing three starters to the NIL.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Lynn Kidd is going to Miami. He was a starter at Virginia. He's going to Miami. He's going to get $600,000 in NIL. He wasn't getting that at Tech.
Right.
So it depends on the player and the situation. I don't know what percentage it is, but a lot of these kids are starters at their previous stop, and they're going to another school because
the school
there's more
with
money.
The real NIL war chest from this list has to be Rutgers. Rutgers is 21 on this list. They landed the number two and
number three
recruits.
Yeah, they got Ron Harper's kids. Yeah.
Well, I saw part of the reason Calipari's jumping to Arkansas is, and it's crazy that maybe you would assume that he was getting it at Kentucky, but that Arkansas, first of all, he's friends supposedly with the guy that runs Tyson, like Tyson Chicken.
Tyson Chicken, yeah, that's a big company.
and that's Arkansas ties, and also Jerry Jones and a bunch of donors apparently hook up the NIL money.
Walmart money.
I mean, we had
huge Walmart
Hunter
money
Dickinson left Michigan and went to Kansas.
Right.
Right.
He went for NIL money.
Right.
Now, that's he also went because lore. he felt like, okay, I could probably have a pretty good chance of winning a national championship.
Right.
But the main draw was the NIL.
Right. It's getting paid.
So he could have won a national championship. I know the Michigan ended up being terrible this year, but the year before they were in the tournament and were good.
They had a good team, but you know, it's not Kansas. And, you know, Bill Self's a much better coach. But it kind of depends on the player and the situation. I would agree with Eric. A lot of these kids are just not happy in their situation. They're not starting. And they feel like they should be starting. Mm-hmm. So they bounce.
But back to the original question, Cakes. You start off wondering if UConn can win a third in a row. They could. It'll be tough. Like Hurley, after the game last night, I watched some of the interviews. And he just pointed out how hard it is. Now, Jason pointed out how they won all these games by double digits, and they made it seem easy. But it is hard, you know. And it's not the NBA Finals. Mm-hmm. It's not best of seven.
Yeah,
it's one and you're out.
You have a bad night.
So you have a bad shooting night. You face a team that all of a sudden gets hot from the three, whatever, you can lose. And, you know, they're going to lose. I think Newton's a senior. They're going to lose Spencer.
Castle's probably going to get drafted.
Klingon's going to be drafted.
Yeah, they'll probably lose four starters.
Yeah, so they're going to go into the transfer portal. But the advantage they have is, I think, sure, there's some people that just have discontent, EB, and want to be in the transfer portal. They're unhappy. They weren't getting playing time, whatever. But there are also guys that just want to go to a better program.
For sure. Mm-hmm.
They're in a mid-major. They're a good player to mid-major. And they're like, oh, they need a point guard at UConn, or they need a center at UConn.
Sure, sure.
Let me bounce over there.
And they want to play in the tournament.
Yeah.
Get more eyes.
It's free agency.
It's free agency. Yep. It's 100%.
Absolutely.
But this run was incredible from UConn.
Coming up next, we'll get into EB's entertainment page here on 106.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.